A blessed morning to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. My name is Father Brighton Ward, the parish priest for St. John's and North Eleuthera in Harbour Island. And we thank you once again for joining us in our daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Words taken from the first letter of John, the first chapter. Reading verse 5. Through chapter 2 and verse 2. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the atoning sacrifice, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the world. The word of the Lord. I wish for us to consider the words written in the first letter of John. And the letter is written as a pastoral letter, simply meaning a letter written to encourage. From the eldest to the youngest, all of us need encouragement, particularly those of us who seek to serve God with our heart, minds, and our bodies. Like the author of the Gospel of John, we are called to think on this contrast between light and darkness. The author states that if we say we walk with God, in him there is no darkness, as God is solely pure. How then do we as children of God walk in the light of God? I think two things are helpful for us to consider today. The first is we must be willing to admit that we sin. One of the dangers we have is not being able to speak to our own sinful nature. The habit of many of us is to look and see what is wrong with the world, the faults in other people, their weaknesses, shortcomings, and patterns of behavior that we believe do not promote wholesome living. Yet the author of 1 John challenges us and urges us to consider first ourselves. In considering ourselves, we acknowledge that we are not finished products, and if, in fact, we will never reach completion until the Lord returns. If we have life and breath, we need the grace of God in Christ Jesus. And this grace then empowers us to seek the life of faithfulness and wholeness, which is only possible through the grace of God. And secondly, the importance of fellowship. Beyond hanging out with the boys or girls night, there's a more intimate understanding of fellowship. The scriptures make it very real for us that the fellowship of the community is of highest priority in the kingdom of God. It does not mean disagreements will not ensue or challenges will not present itself. Certainly, as long as we are alive and we are in community, we will have such experiences. But I firmly believe not everything we will be able to overcome. But the key is learning how to work through. The key to life in community is learning how to work through such experiences. And in working through them, we are more attentive to being empathetic and understanding towards our fellow brothers and sisters. Therefore, a As children of light, we are encouraged today, friends, to do the first. To be aware and honest enough to acknowledge our own need of grace. And secondly, learning how to work through challenges in community, which by God's grace one day will be able to overcome if it is God's will. Let us pray. Almighty God, you've promised to hear the prayers of those who have asked in your Son's name. We pray that what we have asked faithfully, we may obtain effectually through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you once again, brothers and sisters, and we ask you if this message has been a blessing to you to share it with others. Amen.
Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant.